This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Linda Wertheimer, and it is time for the puzzle. Joining me now is Puzzle Master Will Shortz. Good morning, Will.
Good morning, Linda.
So, Will, could you remind us of last week's puzzle challenge?
Yes, I said name two insects, read the names one after the other, insert an H somewhere in this string of letters, and you'll complete a familiar word that is the opposite of what either of these insects is. What word is it? Well, the insects are bee and moth. Put an H inside and you get behemoth.
So something very big as the opposite of something very small. And more than 700 listeners sent in the right answer. Our winner this week is John Huggins of Ottawa, Tennessee. Congratulations, John.
Oh, thank you very much.
So where is Ottawa?
Ottawa is about 20 minutes northeast of Chattanooga, Tennessee, above Georgia and Alabama.
So that's where you live. Is it also where you work?
That's where we live. I am currently a resident, a general surgery resident at a program in Chattanooga.
Okay. So how long did it take you to solve this puzzle, and how'd you do it?
Well, I probably took about an hour or so. I actually heard about the puzzle prior to going into a conference. There's a ton of insects, but eventually I was able to kind of single in to a couple of them.
Well, John, meet Will. Will, meet John.
Hey.
John, congratulations. And Linda, today's puzzle is called Anagram Capers. Every answer is a familiar word starting with the letter K. You identify the words from their anagrams. For example, if I said K plus vane, V-A-N-E, you would say knave. Here's your first one, K plus fine, F-I-N-E.
So are you writing it down, John, so you can look at it?
Yeah, I'm thinking K plus fine, knife.
Knife is correct. Number two is K plus papa, P-A-P-A.
K-papa.
Can we do Greek?
Ooh, that's good hint. We're looking for a Greek letter here.
Oh, kappa.
Kappa is it. K plus lent, L-E-N-T.
Another hard one. Knelt.
Knelt, yeah, the past tense of kneel.
Wow.
Good job.
Very good.
Nero, K plus Nero, N-E-R-O. I give you a hint, you're looking for a unit of a foreign unit of currency.
Krone?
Krone is it. That's the unit in Denmark as well as Norway. How about raise? K plus raise. R-A-I-S-E.
Kaiser?
Kaiser. Good job. K plus thing. T-H-I-N-G. Thing is an item.
Is it night?
Night, yeah, night, good. How about lined, L-I-N-E-D, as in paper that's lined? Let me ask you, when you read a book, do you read it in the old-fashioned book form, or do you read it on an electronic device?
Oh, on a Kindle.
Kindle is your answer, good. How about K plus times, T-I-M-E-S?
Kismet?
Kismet, right. Fate.
Oh, wow.
Very good.
How about K plus chits? C-H-I-T-S. And those are like markers in a betting game.
It's kitsch.
Kitsch, right. And here's your last one. K plus pining. P-I-N-I-N-G. As someone is pining away. And it's a word that means a very important person.
Kingpin.
Kingpin. Good job.
Very good work, John. And for playing the puzzle, you'll get a Weekend Edition lapel pin and puzzle books and games. You can read all about it at npr.org/puzzle. John, what is your public radio station?
WUTC.
That's in Chattanooga, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Well, Dr. John Huggins of Ottawa, Tennessee, thank you very much for playing the puzzle with us.
All right. Well, thank you very much. I enjoyed it.
Okay, Will, what do you have to puzzle us with next week?
Yes, this week's challenge comes from listener Ken Rudy of Millwood, Washington. Name the winning play in a certain sport. It's two words, five letters in each word. These two words share exactly one letter. Drop this letter from both words, and the remaining eight letters can be rearranged to name the person who makes this winning play. What person is it? So again, winning play in a certain sport, two words, five, these two words share one letter. Drop this letter from both words, and the remaining eight letters can be rearranged to name the person who makes this winning play. What person is it?
Okay, when you have the answer, go to our website, npr.org/puzzle, and click on the Submit Your Answer link. Just one entry per person, please. The deadline for entries is Thursday at 3 p.m. Eastern Time. Please include a telephone number where we can reach you at just about that time. And if you are the winner, we'll give you a call and you'll get to play on the air with the puzzle editor of the New York Times and Weekend Edition's puzzle master, Will Shortz. Thanks very much, Will.
Thanks, Linda.